When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Today, we'll talk about how to rent DVC points and the new Patreon. That's coming up on this episode 185 of WW Prep to Go. Hello and welcome to WW Prep to Go, where we talk strategy and ideas for people planning their Disney World trips. I am your host, Shannon Albert from WDWPrepSchool.com. Thank you so much for being here for episode 185. I may have said on the last episode that the next one would be a trip report, but I was wrong. I had thought that I would have one complete, but actually I just did the pre-trip report and I'm still waiting to do the post-trip report, and I'll have that out as soon as that person gets back from their trip. So until then, you have me doing solo episodes. So I wanted to talk about two things today. One is how to rent DVC points. Now, this is something that I have written about on the website. And I, you know, it's a little hard when you're creating so much content because we have videos and podcasts and social media posts and posts on the website. It's a little hard to know if you repeat topics, does it seem repetitive? But in this case, so many people have requested DVC point rental podcast that even when I point them to the website, they say, no, we'd like to hear you discuss it on the podcast. So I thought, okay, I am going to talk about it today. That's sort of one of the things I have learned since having a podcast, is that even if you have an episode of a podcast that is the same topic as a post, it doesn't matter because people learn in all different ways. And sometimes just talking through it helps people to understand it as opposed to reading it. So we will talk about that in just a minute. However, before that, I wanted to mention something else. So you may remember last time I mentioned that I was thinking about starting a Patreon because people had asked me if I would do that. And when I mentioned that on the last episode, I got some messages from people encouraging me to do that and providing examples of Patreons that they thought were done well, which is super helpful. And guess what? I have a Patreon now. And even without mentioning it on the podcast yet, there are several patrons already signed up. So I wanted to talk about that for just a minute before we get into the main content. So first of all, I wanted to mention that the main podcast feed, the one that you are listening to this on, is going to stay the same. So you'll have episodes like this. You'll have my episodes from the parks when I'm there and trip reports. Those are the three types of posts or podcast episodes that I tend to have. That all stays the same. However, if you want to unlock more to do more, then you can become a patron. And there are three different levels on the Patreon. So far, everyone has chosen the second or third level. First level is just a tip jar sort of thing. You just contribute and that's it. There are no perks for that. But the second level is access to a couple of things. One is a private Facebook group just for patrons, which is super nice. I haven't had a Facebook group for readers or listeners before because I thought if I open one, keeping track of everybody and moderating that, it seems like it would be very difficult. But this is a very small group, and so you'll have access to that. And also, you'll have a special podcast feed that will have additional audio that is not on the main feed. So for instance, I do the pre and post trip reports with guests, and as I do the pre-trip reports, I'm going to post it on this private feed. And in fact, there is one already there, and I'm getting ready to post another one within the next day or two that I just recorded today. She won't be back from her trip for a few more weeks. So if you want to hear the pre-trip, then you can do that, and you can tell me things you want me to ask when the people get back. Like, I heard this on the pre-trip report. I'm really curious how that thing worked out, and feel free to let me know. The last thing that you can unlock by becoming a patron is that you can have a monthly Q&A with me. That's the highest level tier, and we'll do a live Q&A and we'll chat, sort of an ask me anything format. And so anyway, that's just bonus content on top of what you already have here if you would like to join. And I'm always talking about how I want to connect with you outside the podcast, because this feels like I'm on a stage and I'm just talking at you. And I always mention, you know, following on social media. I spend lots of time every day talking to people, particularly on Instagram. But the patrons are going to have, you know, even better access, because we'll have just this sort of small exclusive group where we can all talk to each other. So I'm very excited about it. And it's been really fun so far. And I look forward to getting to know more of you through this other channel. All right, so let's dive into the main topic, which is how to rent DVC points. We have to start with some basics in case you don't even know what I'm talking about. DVC stands for Disney Vacation Club, and that is Disney's version of a timeshare. You can buy the points there are contracts that you can buy if you want to. A lot of people have asked me why I'm not a DVC owner. That'll have to be a whole other episode, but I'm not. And the owners will pay lots of money to buy the points, and then they can use those points to stay at various places at Disney World. You can also stay other places like Disneyland, Alani, Disney Cruise Line. There's lots of places, but we're just going to focus on Disney World. And many of the deluxe resorts at Disney World have a DVC sort of section, like Beach Club and Beach Club Villas, Boardwalk Inn and Boardwalk Villas, Animal Kingdom Lodge, Animal Kingdom Villas. Wilderness Lodge has Copper Creek Villas, Boulder Ridge Villas. Contemporary Resort has the Bay Lake Tower. And then there are Grand Floridian Villas, Polynesian Village Resort. And then there's a couple standalone DVC resorts like Old Key West and Saratoga Springs. So basically these are all deluxe. They're like attached to deluxe resorts. So the concept of being able to rent the points from an owner can allow you to stay at a deluxe level resort for less than you might pay if you were paying cash to book through Disney. The way that you rent the points is that you need to find someone who is an owner who has them available to rent. Like, they're not going to use them, so they're going to let you use them for your trip. Now, you can always find an individual who's willing to do this, like someone you know, or you could go on message boards or Facebook groups. But when I have rented points, I have preferred to go through a company because it feels safer to me. You know, they can run credit cards and they sort of hold, you know, they're the go-between between the owner and you. It does cost a bit more to do that, but to me, it's worth it for the security. I use David's DVC, or DVC Request is another name, and that is the way that I do it. And what you do is you put in a request for a certain stay, and then they go and research it. And if they find it, then they book it. Okay, so you can go through a person or you can go through a point rental company. Once someone is able to find availability for your dates and hotel and all that kind of stuff, you can expect to pay around $16 per point if you're booking through a company like DVC Request. It could be a little less if you're booking directly with an owner. And there are calculators available online that tell you how many points are needed. So you can say, I'd like a Bay Lake Tower Studio from September 15th through the 22nd. And the calculator would tell you how many points that is. And then you can go and see if you can find points available for that date. The overall cost of those points is almost always less than if you were to book a room at that hotel. So for instance, if you take a Bay Lake Tower Studio and compare it to a Contemporary room, the renting the points for the studio will almost always be less. It isn't the same exact room, but it is, you know, a basic room that we're sort of comparing in the two different sections of the same resort. So the question you might have is, why wouldn't everyone rent points if it saves so much money? And maybe you even think it sounds too good to be true. It's not too good to be true, but I want to mention the cons in case you are wondering the downside of all this. One, your agreement is with the owner of the points and not Disney. So that means that you're paying the owner and they're responsible for making your reservation. And there has to be a certain level of trust in that transaction. You will also, once you also have to pay up front. So if you book through Disney, if you book a room only reservation, it's just a deposit. If you book a package, it's a deposit and you have to pay it off beforehand, but you can, you know, make payments as you go. With a DVC rental like this, you have to pay everything up front and it is not refundable. So you have to be careful with that. You will get less frequent visits from Mousekeeping. DVC visitors only receive a visit once or twice during your stay. You do get trash service daily, and so you can plan on just for a week long stay, you can plan on people coming, Mousekeeping coming about twice during your stay. They will give you fresh towels, replace your shampoo, you know, replenish your coffee and all that kind of stuff. For longer stays, they will do more like change your bed linens, vacuum and dust, clean your bathroom, you know, the full service. Another disadvantage is that the standard DVC rooms, like the studios, are generally smaller than the comparable hotel rooms, but they do have a kitchenette. So square footage wise, you're not going to get as much, but you will have a little kitchenette. So using the original example I had where I was talking about Bay Lake Tower Studios versus the contemporary rooms, Bay Lake Tower Studios are only 300 square feet. Now they are admittedly quite small. Some of the studios at the other resorts are bigger. A standard room at the contemporary is 422 square feet. So quite a bit smaller. But they do have a little kitchenette in the studios that includes a microwave and a refrigerator. The regular rooms in Disney hotels generally do not have microwaves, so that's a perk. If you get bigger than a studio for your DVC rooms, you will get full-size kitchens. But just for this example, we are using studios to compare. We're trying to get as close to apples as we can. One huge exception to this is at the Polynesian, because the Polynesian standard rooms and the Polynesian studios are much more comparable than other resorts. And in fact, the Polynesian studios are a little bit bigger and they have an extra bathroom, which is super convenient. So I usually recommend anybody that's interested in a standard Polynesian room, go ahead and book the Polynesian studio. Even if you're not renting points, you can book these by booking directly through Disney and paying cash. All right. So you may have some questions about renting DVC points and how that compares to like normal on-site benefits. And that is not an issue. You can still enjoy all on-site benefits like extra magic hours. You can use on-site transportation. You can even add a Disney dining plan to your reservation. You can use magic bands, all that sort of stuff. That is easy to do. The booking time frame is going to be a lot different, whereas like you could book a trip to Disney World for next month at lots of different resorts. DVC can be a lot different because the owners book up to 11 months in advance. So popular villas, popular DVC accommodations will also book up that far in advance. And so you'll have to plan further ahead than you might if you were booking just a regular hotel room. So I hope that information is helpful. I hope I've talked through it and explained it to you. It's something to consider, and it's actually how our very first trip went. I don't do it much anymore. I prefer to book directly through Disney for different reasons, but lots of people do this. I will link to the DVC point rental post we have on the website because it sort of lists out more stuff and has links to a lot of the things that we talked about in this episode. And as always, I want to share a quick tip with you. And this one was emailed in by Sarah. Her last initial is K. I never want to use last names because I don't know if people want their full names mentioned publicly. But Sarah has two tips related to fireworks. She says, I was listening to the podcast today about the little one who was scared of the fireworks. I have a tip in case it helps out others. My daughter used to also be scared of fireworks shows. So when we went to see Happily Ever After, I put a pillow in the stroller. We were lucky enough to do the dessert party garden view. So when the show started, she laid on the pillow on my lap and I wrapped it around her ears. That way she was comfortable, secure, and the loud bangs were muffled. She had no problems, even with the villain scene toward the end. Just a thought. Second tip, was that for the same show, we brought the kids' pajamas with us that day and changed them into their PJs in the bathroom of the dessert party, so when they fell asleep in their strollers on the walk out, we could just transfer them right in their beds and we got back to the room. So fantastic tips from Sarah. I think that is so smart. I know when my son was little, my kids both were terrified of fireworks when they were little. And when we went to Disney World, we actually got the hunting headphones to put on his ears. Those are not quite as cozy as the pillow that Sarah mentioned. So appreciate that, Sarah. So I think that's going to wrap up episode 185. For more information, please check the show notes in your podcasting app. Go to the website, or you can go to the website, www.prepschool.com. Look for podcasts at the top and then scroll to episode 185. Until next time, I will see you on the site. We'll be right back.